some of it, yes, and it is unbelievable. I can't wait for her to shake up the world when it finally drops.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Flame Entertainment and Sports. It's your boy Rob here. On this episode, I'm going to be combining both of the main worlds that we cover on this podcast. I'm going to be starting off in the entertainment world, giving some thoughts on the Grammys, including a huge night for Taylor Swift as she makes Grammys history and becomes the first person to win Album of the Year 4 times. I'll also be talking, you know, about some of the other stars of the night, including Miley Cyrus, Olivia Rodrigo, and others. And then we will be heading into the sports world as we will be talking a little bit about opening night of Super Bowl week, which occurred on Monday night. Posted some clips of it, some clips of Travis, of course, you know, talking about Taylor. So, yeah, it's going to be a heavy, you know, filled episode involving Taylor and Travis, you know, the it couple, America's couple right now, I guess you could call it, as we are officially a couple of days away from the Super Bowl occurring. Obviously, last Sunday was Taylor's Super Bowl, and now Travis's Super Bowl is exactly a week later. So, you know, it's a fun time. I love covering, obviously, entertainment and sports, and it's just been a hell of a ride, you know, covering these two this season. Yeah, it's just awesome. But before I get into my thoughts on those topics, as always, I want to talk to you guys about SeatGeek, one of the best ticketing apps out there. If you're in the market for tickets for a sports game, for a comedy show, concert, anything like that, make sure to head to SeatGeek.com or download the SeatGeek app. And if you use our code ROBCAO, that's ROBCAO, you'll receive $20 off your first ticket purchase. Once again, use code ROBCAO, ROBCAO, for $20 off your first ticket purchase on the SeatGeek app or on SeatGeek.com. All right, so now to start off with our first topic, be covering the Grammys. So like I said, to begin the show, Taylor Swift made history, becoming the first person in Grammys history to win Album of the Year 4 times. The first Grammy she won was for Best Pop Vocal Album. And then, of course, her second Grammy was for Album of the Year. And both of those Grammys went to her most recent album, Midnights. And while she was doing her acceptance speech for her record-breaking fourth Album of the Year title, she announced that she will be releasing a brand new album coming on April 19th. And the name of the album is The Tortured Poets Department. And aside from just announcing the news of a brand new album the following day, so on Monday, Taylor actually put out the set list or the track list for this brand new album coming April 19th. I'm going to be naming all the songs. So here we go. I'm going to be starting from the beginning to the end. Okay, so once again, to give you guys the name once again, I know all the Swifties out there, you guys know it all, but I still got to say it on here for people that don't know. The Tortured Poets Department, out April 19th. Here we go. So it says Side A, Fortnite featuring Post Malone. I can't wait for that. I think that's going to be a hell of a mashup between Post and Taylor. Then we have The Tortured Poets Department. Okay. Then we have My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys. We have Down Bad. Then we move to Side B. We have So Long London, But Daddy I Love Him, Fresh Out the Slammer, Florida featuring Florence and the Machine. Can't wait for that one, obviously. No, Florida boy right here. Then we have Inside C. We have Guilty as Sin, Who's Afraid of Little Old Me, I Can Fix Him, No Really I Can. And then LOML, which of course stands for Love of My Life. And then Side D, we have I Can Do It with a Broken Heart, The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived, The Alchemy, Clara Bow, and the bonus track called The Manuscript. So it's interesting that she already, you know, not only, like I said, announced the name of this album or the release date of this brand new album, but the following day she already took to social media, you know, to announce the track list, as I just named each track on this upcoming album. During the speech at the Grammys, when she was talking about the album, she said it's been 2 years in the making. And it's just interesting because on Grammy Sunday, Taylor decided to change her profile pic on social media and change it to black and white. So all the Swifties thought that she would be announcing Reputation, Taylor's version, at the Grammys. But no, it ended up being, she did, in fact, announced an album. So, you know, the Swifties got that part right, but ended up being a whole new thing, right? Not a re-recording, you know, a Taylor's version that she's been doing. It's a whole brand new album. So that's pretty exciting. And yeah, you know, I can't wait for this brand new album, April 19th, like I said. And yeah, no, it was just incredible, you know, to see her add more Grammys to her repertoire. And yeah, I mean, she has 13 Grammys now. And it's crazy because I was looking at clips of when she won her first Grammy. She was 20 years old. Now 13 Grammys, and it's just amazing, you know, to see the that you know, young country girl with the curly hair, and now you see her now as this, you know, world dominating superstar. And speaking of world dominance, I didn't mention this in the open, but in a couple hours actually, she's gonna be doing her first show of 2024 at the Tokyo Dome in Tokyo, Japan. It's crazy because right now as I'm recording, we're about 2 hours before the stadium gates open, you know, for fans to go in. And I was seeing pictures of like over 3 hours before. There's already a ton load of fans out there waiting for the, you know, for the Tokyo Dome to open up. And it's just incredible, you know, to see her, the power she has, the captivating energy that she contains. It's not just in the United States, it's even in countries where the primary language is not English, which of course is her primary language, and all her songs are obviously in English. So it's just incredible. And I know she's been doing this for years, but specifically this Eras Tour, just I think it just shows like how loved she is around the world, and how, like I said, how captivating she is, and how many people she's captivated, and how many people love her to death, you know. And all the Swifties are so loyal. I love how they're so up to date with everything Taylor. A lot of them are even doing their digging with why, like, oh, why is the album coming out on April 19th and stuff like that. Speaking of that, I haven't done, like, you know, I've gotten all the information, but I did see a couple things that last year, on April 19th of 2023, Taylor was seen in New York with Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds, and that same day, Blake and Ryan unfollowed Joe Alwyn. So many people think that perhaps, you know, a couple songs out here will be about her relationship or her breakup, you know, with Joe Alwyn. And then it's going to be interesting to see if there's anything of Travis, because I know she said she's been working on it for 2 years, but I mean, there's a lot of songs on it, so perhaps like a couple songs could be about, you know, this newfound love she has. And now, speaking of Travis, this goes perfectly into our next topic. Monday night, like I said in the open, was Super Bowl opening night, aka media night, and Travis did get asked multiple times about Taylor. And he did confirm that he has listened to a couple of songs on the upcoming album. And then the reporter asked him if he could give any hints. He's like, no, I can't. So that was pretty funny. But I thought it was awesome that he's already listened to some of the music. I'm sure they've, you know, hung out together, and she's played some of the tracks for him. And it's just so cool. It just adds to their, like, incredible love story that they've had these last, like, you know, a couple months. And yeah, I just love it. And yeah, it was cool. Travis even, you know, he gave a big shout out to the Swifties. I thought that was really nice at media, not media night. They call it Super Bowl opening night, like I said, but I really call it like Super Bowl media night, because basically you have players from each team. Okay, so everyone, you know, from the Chiefs and from the 49ers, all the coaches, and you have members of the media worldwide, not just from the US, like from other countries. And they're basically asking these guys anything they want. So yeah. And in this episode, I'm actually gonna, you'll hear throughout, I'm gonna be playing some clips of Taylor at the Grammys. Forgot to mention that. And then I'm gonna be playing some clips of Travis at Media Night. But if you want to see all the clips, all the content we've put out for the Grammys, we put out over 20 reels, majority of them involving Taylor Swift. But now to go back really quick to the Grammys, actually. So yeah, Miley Cyrus, she won, just like Taylor, she won two Grammys. She's officially a Grammy Award winner. She won them both for her hit song, Flowers. And I'm just like so happy for her. She also performed Flowers. I thought she did a hell of a job. And one of my favorite parts about that Flowers performance was seeing Taylor Swift and Kelsea Ballerini, you know, jamming out to Flowers. I thought that was like really awesome. Another superstar to mention, Olivia Rodrigo. She performed her hit song, Vampire, and I think she did an absolutely amazing job. But I always love watching her sing. She's so like captivating. She has an amazing voice. Like, you can't look away. She's a real deal. I also, you know, posted a couple reels of her from the Grammys, and actually, I'm recording this like late Tuesday night, so this episode probably will be out like, you know, Wednesday, sometime Wednesday. But yeah, it's been cool. One of the reels of Olivia has, for some reason on Tuesday, it like really blew up. So shout out to all the fans and everyone who's seen that and liked it and shared it and all that stuff, because I really appreciate it. It means a lot. And like I said, we put out over like 20 reels covering the Grammys, and I'm just like grateful, you know. I've always, like, go back to Taylor Swift now really quick. I've always, you know, been a fan of Taylor, but I've never been like a hardcore Swiftie, like, oh, knowing everything or, you know, keeping up with everything. But I guess like her getting with Travis, and obviously the sports fanatic that I am, I guess it kind of, you know, gave me a bigger inside look to Taylor and her fan base. And I've just loved like connecting with all the Swifties that, you know, have like shown us love on Instagram at the flame underscore ES. Appreciate you guys. And it's just amazing to see the loyalty and the love and the passion you have for Taylor. People that know me, like, you know, as a fan, I'm a diehard fan. So I'm exactly the same way. I'm loyal. I'm passionate. I love the people that, you know, that I support. And I just, it's been such a blessing, honestly. It's just been amazing, like, being able to cover Taylor and, like I said, get a more of an inside look and connect with all her amazing fans, you know, worldwide. So, yeah, I wanted to say thank you to everyone who's, you know, interacted with our content and has liked it and stuff like that. It really means a lot. And then we also do have a couple of reels from Media Night at the Super Bowl with Travis, you know, it's really him, you know, talking about Taylor. And we have one of the Chiefs when they walked out to the field at Allegiant Stadium for that opening night or media night, whatever you want to call it. And the legendary announcer, Bruce Buffer, he welcomed them in, and it was a super cool moment. There's a lot of boos, and then, like, Travis was, like, embracing it. And, yeah, it's just been awesome, you know? So, yeah, I mean, I think this is going to wrap up this episode. I do want to say, like, stay tuned for more content coming your way. We're going to try to put out episodes. Like I said, this is probably going to come out sometime Wednesday, midnight-ish, around there. And then I want to do an episode on Thursday, an episode on Friday, leading up to the Super Bowl. And then, for the Super Bowl, you know, I'm, like, debating on that Sunday if I'm going to do a pregame and a postgame, or just a postgame, and then have my predictions come out, like, on Friday. So just, you know, keep it locked in here. And tomorrow I'm actually going to be recording, as much as I can. I'm going to be talking about all the info and all the videos and clips, you know, we see from Taylor's first 2024 concert in Tokyo at the Tokyo Dome. So, yeah, I'm looking forward, you know, to putting out the rest of that Taylor content, the rest of that Travis Super Bowl content. And it's just a very exciting time, very exciting week. And once again, I want to say thank you to all the people who, you know, interacted with our stuff at the flame underscore ES. And yeah, those are going to wrap up, you know, the entertainment sports mashup topics, talking Taylor, Travis, Miley, Olivia. And yeah, before I let you guys go, as always, I'm going to tell you again about SeatGeek, one of the best ticketing apps out there. Sorry, had a little brain fart there. But obviously, SeatGeek, like, who doesn't love it, you know? And as I always tell people, my favorite part about it is each deal is rated on a scale from 0 to 10. So they really do all they can to help you find the best deal possible. But I think that's huge, and no other ticketing platform does that. So shout out to, you know, Team SeatGeek. It's great to be part of the team. And remember to use that code ROBCAO, ROBCAO, and you'll get $20 off your first ticket purchase on the SeatGeek app or SeatGeek.com. Once again, looking for sports tickets, comedy show tickets, concert tickets, Broadway tickets, whatever it may be, you already know. Head to the SeatGeek app, head to SeatGeek.com, and use our code ROBCAO for $20 off your first ticket purchase. And yeah, guys, gonna wrap it up. Once again, shout out to all the Swifties worldwide. Shout out to Chiefs Kingdom. Shout out to the Niner Faithful. It's a big week in entertainment and sports. And yeah, shout out to all the Swifties in Japan. Hope you guys enjoy that concert. All the Swifties flying from the US to Japan. All the Chiefs fans, 49ers fans, everyone, enjoy it. Take it in. It's a special time for everyone. So you already know. And like I said a couple minutes ago, keep it locked in here. You're going to have a lot more content coming your way this week here at the Flame Entertainment and Sports. So, and also, I'd appreciate if you guys could, you know, share this with anyone you think would enjoy it. If you could give us a rating, a review, I don't know. I appreciate just you guys listening in general, or you guys liking our stuff on Instagram. So it's I just really appreciate it. So yeah, once again, you like make sure to keep up with us on IG at @theflame_es, and you can follow me at Rob Gao, Robcao. Until next time, everyone, take care.